This podcast is brought to you by Monetary Gold. Listeners who open a qualified account will receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. To learn more, go to monetarygold.com/grace. That's monetarygold.com/grace.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
The Millennial with the Mic is the most listened to midday show in Boston. You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail. Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Get ready, pal.
It's Boston's number one midday show, The Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace. Grace, stand up.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. We will be continuing to discuss the FBI's raid on former President Trump's private residence, and there's still a lot to unpack there, including some sound from a CNN contributor or a CNN guest who also agrees that if this comes down to just the presidential records and just, you know, some documents that were in Trump's house that he was supposed to hand over to the National Archives and nothing more, then this was a major misstep by the FBI and by the DOJ. And we will get into that. But I also want to cover a few other stories here today, because there's a lot going on, including the fact that inflation in the United States rose at 8.5% in July compared with a year earlier. Compared with a month earlier, the CPI index was flat with the month prior. Now, economists had expected CPI to rise at an annual rate of 8.7%, down from 9.1% in June. They expected a month-over-month increase of 0.2%. This is all to say that consumer prices rose 8.5% in July. Okay, that's the number to keep in mind here, 8.5%. This is from Breitbart. Joe Biden took this news, and you know, you might see this news and say, okay, maybe we've peaked. You know, maybe, I know Pelosi told us inflation peaked like 6 months ago. I know KJP said it peaked 4 months ago. I know, but maybe now it's peaked. Maybe we're on a downward slump. What you might not do if you're the president is come out and take a victory lap, because the victory laps are getting very pathetic. And no one is feeling as chipper about all this news as Joe Biden. Maybe Paul Krugman is a tie. But besides those two, everyone else is kind of wincing when they see these numbers. Now, I want to play for you Joe Biden's take. I just read you mine. I'm not a Nobel laureate. I just read off the numbers here. 8.5% in July. And, you know, if that were just it, if Joe Biden didn't give us this sound cut, that's all we'd have to say about it. But fortunately for us, Joe Biden has to put his foot in his mouth. So this is how Joe Biden saw the numbers. These are Biden's numbers about inflation, cut 32.
Before I begin today, I want to say a word about the news that came out today relative to the economy. Actually, I just want to say a number. Zero. Today, we received news that our economy had 0% inflation in the month of July. 0%.
Can I get a fact check on that?
0.0.
Can I get a fact check on the claims of the goose egg? Is there a Glenn Kessler? Is there a Daniel Dale? Is there a Snopes? Is there a Reuters? Can somebody help me?
Is this even real? In a sense, yes. But in another truer sense, no.
No, this is not real. This is not real. These numbers are not real. What are they telling him? And how are they still letting him go rogue after all we've seen? That's the part of this that I find pretty amazing, is that after this guy has to have a note card telling him to wipe his face, after he has to have a note card telling him to sit down, and he has to ask for permission to speak, and he has to take questions from certain reporters, how are they still letting this guy just go out there and riff? Because there's no way, you cannot convince me that someone in this White House wrote that down for him. Say zero four times, as if anyone is going to believe that.
See, I disagree. I think they did put that in there for him.
As somebody put this on Twitter, I agree. They just had a meeting and said, oh, you know what? We're going to say inflation was zero because this one stat looks like it's static. So go out there and talk about how 0% inflation.
And, you know, the Booth people, the people who can't understand the supply chain crisis, the credulous Boother Rubes, they're stupid enough, according to Joe Biden, that they'll believe that, right? They'll hear 0% and go, gosh darn it. Golly gee whiz. It's 0%. That's wonderful. No, of course not. Every American's looking at that going, no, it's not. Or if you really want to put it to the test, you go to the grocery store, you try to buy something, and when they say, oh, okay, that pound of bacon's going to be $14, you say, no, you must have not heard the news. I heard from my president, the most popular president in history. You know him, the guy who fell off the bike? Yeah, he told me this morning that inflation's zero. So can you crunch those numbers again and see how much this bacon costs? Because there's no way it's that expensive. I talked to Joe Biden. He didn't just say the number once. He said it like three times. And he did that weird whisper yell thing, which makes me think he really means it. So could you run this through the scanner again and come out with a better number for me? Otherwise, I'm going to have to call up Joe. And what time is it? It's 1 o'clock, so he's probably down for a second nap. I don't want to wake him up. Do they think this is going to happen? Do they think that people are not going to realize that that's not true? Because if so, they have an even lower, expectation for us than I thought. They really have a low opinion of all of us, if that is the case. It's bananas. And this whole idea that if I say it, I don't think that someone would write that down because it's so ridiculous, but maybe Jared's right. Maybe they just don't care anymore. Maybe they're just like, yeah, just go out there and lie. Just lie. There's got to be one or two people who will watch it and think you're telling the truth. And by the way, he's going to South Carolina, Kiowa Island today for a well-deserved vacation. You think they're going to sit around the table, Jared? Him and Hunter.
The kitchen table, yeah.
The kitchen table, him, Hunter, Jill. And they're going to raise a glass to what a great job he's doing. You think we'll get a BBQ picture of Joe in a creased apron in front of a grill? Nothing better in Kiowa than grilling up some hot dogs and burgers.
Absolutely.
Maybe Marianne will make an appearance. She can photobomb the photo of him at the grill. And say, don't forget about the hamburger meat, Joe. He also had some comments he made yesterday, which I wanted to bring up because I don't know what he was talking about here, but I know I know he was yelling. And that to me is, and they were asking him at one point during his remarks yesterday when he left, they said, oh, you know, they asked him about the raid because you think, okay, someone knew about this. Or at least they do now. If they found out via the newspaper, at least they know now. We can ask the president about it. Maybe he'll give a comment. It's a pretty big deal that the FBI raided the home of a former president. But Joe, you got to give him one thing. I don't give this guy a lot of compliments. He's quick when he wants to be. When he wants to be, that shuffle that he has, he can go a mile a minute. It's like a cartoon where the feet just go... And he just gets out of Dodge. He gets out of the camera view. He got out of there so quickly, but not before he told us a few things. Or he yelled at us. There was a lot of yelling going on. Can I have cut 39, please?
We are the United States of America. A singular place of possibilities.
Also, can I have cut 38?
Decades ago, we used to invest 2% of our GDP in lead that led the world in everything. We led the world in everything from internet to the GPS.
All right. I'm going to be perfectly honest here. I don't appreciate Joe Biden trying to come for Kamala Harris's gig. Okay, you saddled her with these horrible jobs as far as the borders are, as far as being in charge of voter rights, all these things that she has accomplished zero on. Zero. Zero. And now her one thing that she holds
0.0.
The one thing that she holds near and dear besides her Doug, is the internet. Okay? She is a woman who loves the internet. We know this about Kamala. And now you're coming for that gig? Now you want in on that? Not up in here. Well, what do you think's next, Joe? You think you can start talking about the moon craters and the planets?
Oh, yeah.
I'm so sick of this. I am about to start fundraising for Kamala 2024 because I just think this woman is getting the shaft. She is getting she's getting treated so unfairly by this administration. And I will not stand for it. I will not stand for it. By the way, just an update on Joe Biden's popularity or lack thereof might be a better way to put it. This is from the Washington Examiner, and they're citing a new survey out that says among Democrats, 39% of Democrats say they are worried about Biden's mental condition.
You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
What is Biden's mental condition? They just say Biden's mental condition. Versus 82% of...
Joe Biden's mental condition is zero.
Versus 82% of Republicans and 56% of independents. But that 39% of Democrats, while not a majority, is still significantly high. Yeah, I would say so. And another poll, just I might as well get these out of the way while I'm talking polls here, is that the January 6th committee, again, shocker here, has failed. It has not won over the hearts and minds or the eyeballs of anybody. 89, this is Monmouth, 89% of the respondents said that the hearings have not changed their opinion on the matter. And I think what's even more important, which Jonathan Turley pointed out, is that there was a prompt in this survey. And the prompt was, some say that the January 6th committee's main aim is to ensure President Trump can't run in 2024. 60% agreed with that statement, including 62% of Democrats. So this whole production has been a colossal failure. And now they moved on to the newest production, which is raiding Trump's home. And that's going to be a failure. Well, you got to give them credit. They never stop trying. 844-500-4242. What do you think about that 0% inflation? Why don't you call in and express your gratitude for Joe Biden? Tell him how thankful you are that inflation is at 0%. And let us know what you're going to splurge on now that you have all this good news. Perfect Smiles has always been known for quality work and a quality team. They continue to hire great new staffers and are now seeking an experienced dental hygienist to join them. Perfect Smiles is offering a competitive benefit package with a signing bonus of up to $10,000. Maybe you've had it with Massachusetts and you want to make the move to income tax-free New Hampshire. This may be the opportunity that you've been waiting for. I truly believe that Dr. Houghton is the best in the business and Perfect Smiles is a wonderful working environment. If you have any interest in becoming Perfect Smiles' next dental hygienist, contact Stephanie at 603-595-6699. That's 603-595-6699. You can also take a look at their website at perfectsmiles.com. That's perfectsmiles.com. Change your smile, change your life. Now maybe it's time for you to make a change. When we come back, I want to hear what you are doing with all of this extra money you have, thanks to Joe Biden, not just bringing down inflation, eliminating inflation, curing inflation. This is amazing. We'll be right back. It's The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. Grace Curley is pure Americana.
I'm so off the cuff. I'm so unpredictable. And I have a leather bomber jacket. I'll take your question anyway, kid. An American
girl. This is The Grace Curley Show.
It might not seem like I'm reading text messages because I don't always have the computer out here, but I always read them in the green room. And someone just texted in and said, you know, they're going so far beyond the scope of what the Warren probably allowed them to do. And if, you know, if they're in there for 9 hours going through Melania's wardrobe, but if they find something, then they'll leak it out to embarrass Trump. And I just thought, if there was anything embarrassing on Trump at this point, don't you think we'd have it by now? How many investigations And now you've got, which we will get to in a second after I take these calls, but you have Attorney General Letitia James, and she's been openly campaigning that she's going to get Trump forever. And so now she's got this investigation into Donald Trump, and he's pleading the fifth. And can you blame him? I mean, this woman ran on, I'm going to bring down Donald Trump. And we're supposed to believe that this is totally apolitical, that she's got no dog in this fight. How many of these do we have before we let this go? And which one is it? Is he a moron who can't do anything, who watches TV all day and eats hamburgers? Or is he the criminal mastermind of the biggest criminal mastermind of all time in history? Because no one can get him on anything, but he's guilty of everything. Got no proof, but he's guilty of everything. Jim, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Jim.
Hi, thanks, Grace, for taking a call. My wife and I listen to you every day, and we enjoy your show greatly. Three commas. The Mar-a-Lago, I think they're on a fishing expedition. Anything they can find, they'll throw against the wall for any of the actions going on, whether it's the January 6th, the New York stuff, any other things. That's what they're after, and they're looking desperately to try to find whatever they can, number one. Number two, the inflation number that Joe Biden was able to declare, I think what they did is they told them, you know, this month we had less inflation than the previous month, but it's still inflation. So 9.1, we went down to 8.5. Just call it zero. And I think that's what he's doing. Month to month, it didn't go up, you know, it didn't go up from last month, so it's less. And the third item I just thought of, and it's a real something that really disturbs me. There's been no reporting at all, none, on Paul Pelosi, Nancy's son, who went free on the plane to China. He's been involved with it. He's got a little speculative history also. He's involved with doing business there. And I'm disappointed that no one has gone further and dug into what he's been doing in China and what he did while he was accompanying his mother on the plane over there to China.
Yeah, we will we'll do a little bit of that when we come back, Jim, just because you requested it. But yeah, it was very Hunter Biden-esque, you know?
Yeah, I mean, we should just assume it's corrupt, shady dealing.
I know. Sometimes it feels a little bit like, well, of course, you know?
I think he was in Burisma for a while, too, you know?
And basically, with one of the Bulgers, too, I think. It was a real who's who of It's a Small World After
real
All.
Real hive of scum and villainy.
But as far as inflation goes, I get what you're saying about they might have told him that it didn't go up, it didn't increase, but that's not what he said. He didn't say zero. It didn't increase by any percent. He said 0%. Let's hear it again. He made it seem like inflation is at 0%.
Before I begin today, I want to say a word about the news that came out today relative to the economy. Actually, I just want to say a number. Zero. Today, we received news that our economy had 0% inflation in the month of July. 0%.
That's not what we received the news of. I didn't see any. I saw a lot of different articles today, Jared, with a lot of different headlines, a lot of different numbers people were citing, because we always say twist the numbers any way you want to. But I did not see the number zero in any of those. The first time I heard it was from that old man who claims to be the president of the United States. That was the first time I heard zero. But congrats, Joe. I'm really happy for you. I'm sorry if I'm coming off like I'm not. I'm very happy for you. I'm happy that this is good news for you. And you can enjoy your vacation. And you can hang out with Willow the cat and enjoy Kiwa Island. And maybe play a little bit of golf. Maybe ride some bikes. Maybe put on your aviators. Maybe walk the beach. All those things you love to do, and take a break from all this hard work you've been doing. I do want to talk, when I come back, about Attorney General Letitia James. I want to continue to talk about the FBI's raid on Donald Trump's home, and I would love to discuss Eric Adams's new idea, which I would say is stupid, but I kind of love it. I kind of love this idea that he's going to send buses back to Texas, because it counteracts what he said earlier about welcoming these illegal aliens and showing us just how compassionate and decent and wonderful Democrats are. So he's blowing up his own claims right there. 844-500-4242. Stay on the lines. We got a lot more to get to when we come back.
live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Do you consider Donald Trump to be a political rival of President Biden?
I'm not going to speak to that from here.
But you talk about Trump all the time. So do you consider him to be...
I don't talk about Trump all the time.
Ultra MAGA, you guys were criticizing his handling of COVID last week. Yeah. You've mentioned his January 6th response a couple days ago. So can you say, based on all that, I didn't say anything about Mar-a-Lago. I'm just asking you if you consider the president to be...
I'm saying from here, I'm not going to comment on that.
Does the president still want to think that he would be very fortunate to run against Trump in 2024, like he has said before?
Again, I'm not going to comment on...
It's just a quote from the president. In the next election, I'd be very fortunate if I had that same man running against me. Does he still
think
that?
All I can tell you, Peter, is that the president intends to run in 2024.
Well, I'm calling BS on that, too. But beyond that, why does she make those noises while he's asking the question? Who does she think she is, Dr. Fauci? But it is a good question. You know, is Biden still thinking that Trump's his best shot at getting elected? Or, you know, are the Democrats still thinking that Trump running is their best shot at electing a Democrat? And I want to read you something here from Andrew McCarthy, who I've been very impressed with these last couple days. He said, I continue to believe that establishment Democrats want former President Donald Trump to be the Republican presidential nominee in 2024. They calculate that a post-Capitol riot Trump, particularly a Trump bruised by the slick made-for-TV drama series known as the J6 committee hearings, is the best shot at electing a Democrat. The FBI search of Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence is yet another hardball move that Democrats figure will stoke GOP anger enough to get Trump nominated. That's an interesting dynamic of this, that they're almost playing reverse psychology. Oh, if we tick off the Republican base enough, then they'll back Trump because they'll be annoyed by the raid. And then that guarantees Trump is the 2024 nominee. But this is not a universal view on the left. Many progressives, to the contrary, not only want Trump indicted, they want him disqualified by law from seeking the presidency. And I do believe him when he says there are two different groups here at play. I want to play you some of the cuts from Andy McCarthy on Fox because he's talking about this raid. And I'm just going to go through here. I usually don't play this many cuts in a row, but I think these are important. Let's start with Andy McCarthy, cut 27.
As usual in Washington, I think it's not about what it's about. I don't think this really has much to do with the Presidential Records Act or classified information. I think they're conducting an investigation trying to tie Trump to the Capitol riot, and they don't want to come out and say that for a variety of reasons. So they use this as their pretext to conduct a search. But I don't think they're looking to prosecute the first prosecution ever by the Justice Department of a former president of the United States on this kind of a classified information violation, which is comparatively trivial. What they're trying to do is make the January 6th case. I doubt they're going to be able to make it, but I think that's what they're trying to do.
Yeah, and it's important that he notes that they're trying, they're using these documents as a pretext, and they're trying to find something else. They're trying to, you know, basically have a fishing expedition in hopes that something else will come up. I mean, why else are you cracking open a safe that doesn't have anything in it, going through people's closets? This doesn't seem like something where they knew what piece of information they were looking for. It seemed like they were just kind of on a wild goose chase, hoping that they'd find something that either they could use or that they could leak out. Now, I want to play one more cut here, and then, in case I get accused of being an echo chamber of the right, we're going to play a cut from CNN, which I also found very important. This is cut 28. This is Andy McCarthy again talking about the pretext, cut 28.
I don't think, Martha, that this can be separated from, you know, the warrants, the search warrants that were done on the two attorneys who are tied to this, John Eastman and the Justice Department attorney Jeffrey Clark, who, you know, they were searched at the end of June. Last week, we heard that they issued grand jury subpoenas, the Justice Department did, to two of the lawyers from the White House counsel's office. So, you know, unless they think we're all crazy, these things are related to each other. And when they say that this is not about January 6th, I think what they're formalistically saying is the warrant they got was about classified information. It's not about January 6th. Yeah. But once they get in and they're authorized to search, then they can you know, basically grab whatever they think is relevant evidence. And if it's useful to the January 6th investigation, that's what they'll use it for.
And this idea of the Presidential Records Act and whether or not that's going to backfire. And here's why, because if that was the only reason they went in, and that's what the search warrant says, and if they don't end up coming up with anything else, then even CNN, even some liberal journalists are saying, yeah, that's going to look bad. Like, people are now expecting something big. And how many times, if we're just going back in history here, how many times have we expected a bombshell and got a nothing burger? I would say like 99-1. Why will this time be any different? Maybe it will be, but if it's not, it's going to look really bad for the FBI. Now, this is a cut from Paul Callan. He's CNN's legal expert. I prefer CNN's legal expert, Jeffrey Toobin, but the Tubester must have been off on vacation. It is August after all. So let's listen to...
Damn, Jeffrey Toobin!
I consider it a good show when we play that cut. If we get O.J. Simpson talking about Jeffrey Toobin into any show here, it's a success. So this is Paul Callan, and he's on CNN. Take a close listen to what he had to say.
We've heard a lot about the Presidential Records Act now, and have for quite some time. If this becomes a Presidential Records Act violation, not more, do you think it is enough to warrant all of this?
No, it's not enough to warrant all this. And this is a daring and dangerous move by the Department of Justice to serve a warrant on a former president and to raid his personal residence.
Yeah, and one of my callers had recently said that he doesn't think Merrick Garland is the brains behind the operation. And I think he might be just out of it enough, like just unqualified enough to actually not understand the repercussions of this action. Do you know what
Garland
I'm saying?
Garland Merrick.
Like this, he might have heard this and said, oh okay, sure. Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. And now he might be saying to himself, oh gosh, they really want us to come up with something, huh? They really think this is a big deal. Zebra, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Zebra.
Yeah, I'll try to make it quick because I'm sure there's people that want to get on. Overreach, overpromise, and underdeliver, whether it's this 0% when it shouldn't have been no increase, or litigious Letitia James. L. Rushbo said it best. Democrats always spin what they should have just stayed on and always overreach and underdeliver. And that's their problem.
It's so true. There are so many things that I've saw during the Trump years where I thought Democrats could take this win. And in some ways, they have that in common with Trump, because Trump is known to do that as well. There have been a few times where Trump has had a clear win, and I thought, oh, this is perfect. You know, he could really enjoy this news cycle for 2 or 3 days, and then he'll step on his own news cycle to say something about Stormy Daniels on Twitter or to, you know, say something about Nancy Pelosi and Botox, like whatever it is. I'm just coming up with examples here. But he'll step on his own news cycle when you just want him to enjoy the win and shut up. And Democrats do the same thing. Whenever they have something that could be a good thing, they overdo it. They overplay their hand. They get too cute by half. And we're seeing that now. And that last caller, Zebra, just brought up Letitia James, Attorney General Letitia James. Donald Trump came out with a statement today, one of my favorite ones he's written so far. I just highlighted a couple of key points here. He said, Letitia James is a failed politician who has intentionally colluded with others to carry out this phony years-long crusade that has wasted countless taxpayer dollars, all in an effort to prop up her political career. During her heated Trump rhetoric, she ran for governor of New York, using getting Trump as her primary credential. It didn't work. She got very low poll numbers and ran back into the office of attorney general to continue the persecution of President Donald J. Trump, despite the fact that New York is suffering its worst murder, drug, and overall crime rate in decades. Criminals are running rampant, shooting, slashing, and hurting people on the sidewalks of New York, while she and her office spend a big percentage of their time and money on their Trump vendetta. I did nothing wrong, which is why after 5 years of looking, the federal, state, and local governments, together with the fake news media, have found nothing. I once asked, if you're innocent, why are you taking the Fifth Amendment? Now I know the answer to that question. When your family, your company, and all the people in your orbit have become the targets of an unfounded, politically motivated witch hunt supported by lawyers, prosecutors, and the fake news media, you have no choice. If there was any question in my mind, the raid of my home, Mar-a-Lago, on Monday by the FBI, just 2 days prior to this deposition, wiped out any uncertainty. I have absolutely no choice because the current administration and many prosecutors in this country have lost all moral and ethical bounds of decency. Accordingly, under the advice of my counsel and for all of the above reasons, I decline to answer the questions under the rights and privileges afforded to every citizen of the under the United States Constitution. This is a really, really good thing, and I want to play... Can I just play one sound cut here, Jared? Can I play cut 26, please? This is Eli Honing from CNN.
What's going on here with Don Jr. and Ivanka trying to quash this A, and B, if they don't successfully do that, can they just not show?
So they're in court now trying to quash the subpoena. I agree with Tim. It is very difficult legally to quash a subpoena. But I do want to say this. The Trump's argument here is not absurd. It's not ridiculous. The crux of their argument is we have been politically targeted by this attorney general, Letitia James. And you know what? They're right. And that's not a matter of opinion or speculation. That's a matter of fact, because Letitia James herself said it over and over again when she was running for attorney general of New York.
Is that John Berman? I can hear him getting uncomfortable during that answer. Cut it. Cut his feed. Drop it now. 844-500-4242. We will be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. This is The Grace Curley Show.
Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley. Grace Curley. She's the cool kid at the lunch table.
I want a hamburger. No, a cheeseburger. I want a hot dog. I want a milkshake. I want potato
chips. You'll get nothing and like it.
This is The Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back, everyone, to The Grace Curley Show. Joining me now is Steve Anzoni from Fairway Financial. Steve, thank you so much for coming on the program.
Oh, you're very welcome, Grace.
Steve, I want to give you an opportunity to thank Joe Biden, because he came out today and told us that we're at 0% inflation, and that's good stuff for all of us. And you've kind of been hard on Biden over the last few months. Do you want to apologize and thank him at the same time?
Oh, I'm going to have to. We were so wrong. I mean, from 9.1 to 8.5%, that is definitely cause for cracking open a cheap bottle of champagne.
A very cheap bottle of champagne, because it's so expensive.
Oh. Yeah, it's just unbelievable. Zero. Where's he coming from? I mean, first of all, he can't get his jacket on getting out of a helicopter. Now he's talking about zero inflation. I don't know what's going on, Grace. It's really concerning.
Well, you know what, Steve? I think when we see him shaking hands with the wind, maybe he can see things that the rest of us just can't see. So he sees 0% inflation and we all see 8.5%. But let's get to the nitty-gritty of this. What do you think of this report? Have we reached peak inflation? Is it on its way down? And do Americans have something to celebrate here?
No. Again, these are just fictitious numbers. Inflation is probably more like double digits still. It's going to be there. The Feds are a little overreacting, bumping up the rates again. It's going to be here. It wasn't here for 5 years, and now it's here and making up for lost time, it appears. But, no, we're going to still see it for the next 6 to 8 months, in my opinion.
Now, Steve, there was a big debate happening. I'm speaking with Steve Anzoni from Fairway Financial. There was a huge debate happening over the last couple of weeks about defining recession and what it means to be in a recession. And I turned on CNN the other day and I saw John Harwood declaring that because of unemployment numbers, there's no way we're in a recession. Where do you think we're heading?
We're heading into a massive recession. I mean, they just spent a gazillion dollars on this Inflation Reduction Act, and I don't see anything in there that combats inflation. The only thing I saw was an $80 billion budget to put on 87,000 more IRS agents to supposedly go after wealthy people, which you and I both know that's going to translate to going after small businesses in middle America. I mean, that's the reality to it. I mean, We're in kind of a recession now. The employment numbers really don't tell the whole story because a lot of people aren't even filing anymore, you know, for employment. They're just collecting
right.
what they're collecting. And so it's a little misleading. It's here, and it's going to be here even more after, you know, in the next 6 months. It's really going to rear up after the holidays, I think, when people finally realize we're spending money we don't have. That's going to be a problem. So we're heading into it.
So what do you tell people, Steve, who are trying to make that next move either towards retirement or, you know, maybe they wanted to get a new job and or buy a new house? Like, what do you tell people who are looking to make a big change and are now feeling a little hesitant to do that?
Yeah, we're getting a lot of calls about that, as a matter of fact. And what I say is just, you know, you got to use logic and not emotion. A retirement plan is a long-term plan. It's a long-term solution to providing income and replacing the income that you had when you were working. So the logic here is to create a cash flow plan, you know, an inflation plan, a emergency plan, and a fund money spending plan. I mean, that's what I've been doing for years for people. So a lot of that has to do with how you position the money, and particularly how you position it to be tax-free. I mean, tax-free is never going to be more important than it is today because we only have a short window left before former President Trump's low marginal tax brackets get ripped from us and the tax hike gets hit. They're not going to mention tax hike now. We have, you know, midterms coming up. But you wait and see after everything plays out. They're going to start raising the taxes on us as well once this other one sunsets. So I just tell my clients they have to look at repositioning their money as they get closer to retirement. Protect principal is very important in trying to convert tax-deferred assets to tax-free assets so they control the cash flow and limit the taxes on their Social Security check.
Steve, you don't sound as happy as I thought you were going to sound today with all this good news that I delivered. I'm a little bit thrown off by your attitude.
I'm just even keel. I've been at this for over three decades. I mean, I'm more concerned with the invasion on, President Trump's house, and I've doubled the locks on my office door just in case, they decide that they're not going to go after billionaires, but us regular small folks and stuff too. That really, when I saw that on the news the other day, I was just like, wow, these people are just not going to stop attacking that man and trying to, really what they're doing, you and I both know, is they're trying to find grounds back on January 6th to make him ineligible to run 2 years from now. That's really what all that witch hunt is about. But no, I'm even keel. I've just been doing this a long time, and I'm just trying to help people not make emotional decisions that are going to cost them years off of their retirement plan, but to stay the course. Give us a call. Let us evaluate where you are and share with you ideas that you may not have heard of before.
Steve Anzoni from Fairway Financial. He does not believe Joe Biden's claim that we are at 0% inflation, and he doesn't believe Dick Blumenthal's claim that we have nothing to worry about, even though the IRS has 87,000 new agents. You are a skeptic, Steve, and I don't know what to make of it. Thank you so much for coming on the show, and tell people where they can call you if they have any questions.
508-398-3337 or visit us at fairwayfinancial.net.
Thank you, Steve Anzoni. We'll be right back with Chris Bedford from The Federalist. Don't go anywhere.